You're listening to SBS News.
The second to last parliamentary sitting week for the year has been the beleaguered Morrison government's most trying yet. On the back of a landslide loss for the Liberal Party in the Victorian state election, the Prime Minister is using the coalition's economic credentials to help steer his team back on track federally. Scott Morrison has announced an early budget on April 2 next year before the next federal election, now most likely to be sometime in May.
What I'm here today to announce is that before we go to the next election, we will be handing down a budget, and it will be a surplus budget. It will be a budget which is the product of the years of hard work of our government, of successive treasurers and prime ministers, that has ensured that we have stayed on track to deliver a balanced budget, a surplus budget, which is what we promised the Australian people we would do.
The government's numbers have been cut down to a dangerous new low. After slipping into minority, one of its own MPs, Victorian Julia Banks, dropped a bombshell by declaring she would move to the crossbench as an independent. It follows her claims of bullying and intimidation during the August leadership spill that saw Malcolm Turnbull ousted as Prime Minister.
Led by members of the reactionary right wing, the coup was aided by many MPs, trading their vote for a leadership change in exchange for their individual promotion, pre-selection endorsements or silence. Their actions were undeniably for themselves, for their position in the party, their power, their personal ambition, not for the Australian people who we represent, not for what people voted for in the 2016 election, not for stability, and disregarding that teamwork and unity delivers success.
Her defection leaves the government with just 12 female MPs in the House of Representatives, the worst figure in more than 20 years. But it also boosts the power of the seven MPs on the crossbench. Most are pushing for change on a variety of issues, including climate change, a national corruption monitor, and getting children off Nauru. Add to that the pressure from Labor, which is using the coalition's weakened position to test its numbers and authority on the floor of Parliament. In question time, opposition leader Bill Shorten has mocked his opponents over reports that former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull played an invisible hand in Julia Banks' move through his contact with an independent who counselled her on the decision.
You have to feel for Malcolm Turnbull, and I'm sure some of you do now. He must be wondering, how come he never had this kind of mythical Kaiser Soze-like influence when he was the Prime Minister of Australia?
The Prime Minister can breathe a tiny sigh of relief after confirmation from another rumoured defector that he will, in fact, stay. New South Wales MP Craig Kelly has previously refused to rule out moving to the crossbench if he fails to win pre-selection for his Sydney seat, but says he has since spoken to Scott Morrison to reassure him of his loyalty.
When there were media reports yesterday, of course the Prime Minister called me. I have a great relationship with the Prime Minister. He's in the seat next to mine. We've known each other for a long time. He rang me and I said, no, Scott, that's a nonsense. Don't worry about it. And when I put my name on the ballot paper at the last election as a Liberal, I entered into a contract with the people of Hughes to represent them as a Liberal in this Parliament, and that is what I'll continue to do.
The chaos of the week in Canberra prompted Treasurer Josh Frydenberg to cancel plans to accompany the Prime Minister at the G20 Leaders Summit in Argentina. Scott Morrison will spend the weekend there meeting his counterparts before racing home in time for the final four parliamentary sitting days of the year. Maria Zivic, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.